This says, I would like to thank my dad on this, the 28th anniversary of his death, for my interest in Florida music, Florida folk music, Florida, and the environment. And this is sent to us by Rhonda Roth, R-O-F-F. Thank you, Rhonda. We appreciate that sentiment. Now, one other thing that we'd like to find out is sort of how far people are coming to the festival. How many of you live more than 100 miles from here? You live more than 100 miles from here? That's a lot of you. All right. How many of you live from 75 to 100 miles from here? And how many of you live 50 to 75 miles from here? And how many less than 50? Ain't nobody going to pay for your gas. All right, you got here. So that's the main thing, right? All right, while we're letting them get things worked out there, you know, one of the things that is so encouraging is the compassion that you see that people have here for each other. I saw a fellow the other day, this lawyer that I know about. He's a very compassionate lawyer. He was riding down the road in his limousine, and he saw two guys side the road down on their hands and knees eating grass like a cow. And he had his driver to stop, and he got out, and he went over to one of the fellows and said, "Man, what are y'all doing?" He said, "Mister, we on such hard times, we ain't got no money and ain't got no way of making no money, and we having to eat grass just to stay alive." The lawyer said, "Well, don't do that. Get in my car. Come to my house. I'll feed you at my house." He said, "Well, you don't understand. I got a wife and two kids under that shade tree over there." He said, "That's all right. Bring them with you. I'll feed them. And this other fella here with you, you come too. I'll feed you." He said, "Well, sir, I've got a wife and six kids under that other shade tree over there." He said, "Load up. Everybody load up. Y'all come to my house. I'll feed you at my house." So they all got in his limousine. They were headed down the road. One of them turned to the lawyer and said, "Mister, this sure is mighty nice of you. We sure do appreciate it." He said, "Don't worry about it. Glad to do it. Why, you're going to love it over at my place. The grass is almost a foot high." Ooh. We also want to thank the town of White Springs. Every time we have this folk festival, we sort of invade this little old town around here. And we appreciate all the local people here that sort of put up with us and help us to have a good time here. All right, we've got a gentleman up here now that I know you are going to enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys hearing this out there? We'll take a second and get the sound right here. I think that's like a little 500.
Just let them dial in my guitar here.
Check. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. It's good to see you all out there. If we can, take a quick second to kind of work on this, the sound. If you guys can kind of dial that in a little bit. One time I was at a festival watching Doc Watson play the guitar, and I'd never really seen anything like it, but Doc kind of stood up and said, "Is there a sound guy in the audience?" I had never seen that side of Doc Watson before, but is there a sound guy in the audience?
Grab that SN57, that 81 if you want.
Folks, we're just going to switch out the microphone here. Got that out there?
Thank you.
Still got a little bit of feedback here to work out. Sorry.
It wasn't like I wanted, looking forward to this set all weekend. And It's a set of feedback.
It's, yeah. Get this straightened out here.
Yeah. We're going to continue playing some songs for you, and let's make this guy's a really very good friend of mine, one of the nicest guys around, but in addition to being a extremely nice guy, he happens to be an extremely good guitar player when there's no feedback. Let's make welcome Gabe Valla on the guitar.
Thank you. This is a tune I wrote about 5 years ago, and this is on my CD with Lon and Liz Williamson. It's called Empty Room. I'm a little worried about the feedback here, though, guys. Let's see. This is another great traditional tune that we love to play. This one's called The Big Scyota. Thank you.
you.
Thank you, folks. We sure do appreciate that. As we were introduced, he mentioned that both Gabe and I at different times in our musical careers got a chance to play with a Florida bluegrass legend. His name is Larry Rice, and both his brothers actually played here last night. They did a great job. It was like really cold. I'm really glad it's not that cold tonight.
And we've got a heater up here.
We both played this song with Larry, and it kind of stuck with us. And Gabe's going to sing one for you. This is called "Keep the Lamp on Sadie." I think it's on the Rice Brothers one. The first disc they did as a family. The Rice family is kind of like, to me, the Beatles of bluegrass. You know, they didn't really invent bluegrass, but they kind of changed it, and everyone who plays it kind of is influenced by them in a way, like the Beatles did. Anyway, this one's called "Keep the Lamp on Sadie."
I'd like to also let you know that Mickey's going to be performing tomorrow night on this stage with the Aaron O'Rourke Trio. If you haven't heard them, they're just wonderful. They've got a new CD, and I've got a CD. It's one I did with Sam Pacetti at the Pfaff booth here. So please, if you don't hear us tonight, maybe you'll hear us on the CD.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do a tune that's written by Tim O'Brien. This one's called The High Road. We're going to do a couple more tunes for you. Thank you, folks. Sorry about the sound difficulties there at the beginning.
If you want, you can just come out to our campsite later, and we'll pick the tune for you with no microphones later on if you want.
This one's Campsite 32. BYOB. This one's called Cumberland Road. One, two.
Guys, stick around. The Payton Brothers are up next. They're just a wonderful act.
What time are we playing tomorrow, Dave?
And we're going to be playing tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Azalea Stage.
I don't know.
Around 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you so much. You guys are a wonderful audience. The Folk Fest is my favorite festival. Sometimes I go to these other festivals, and they talk about having parking lot picking and stuff, but really, everyone who's here seems to be having a mandolin case or a guitar case, and everyone seems to be involved in the music, and it kind of touches me, really. It's really special, and I'm just really happy and glad to be here. Thanks so much for coming down and listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Up next, the Payton Brothers. They're wonderful. Stick around.